several rivers on the course of their drive. They live in the southeast. And at one moment, their daughter perked up and she said, "Hey, wait a minute. Have y'all noticed this? Somebody is going in front of us and putting bridges over all these rivers." She's right about that. And sometimes it's okay to revel in the wonder about that. The key to our security is God has seen tomorrow and he's built us a bridge. Our God is willing and he is able to provide for us here and now. The key difference is worry reacts and faith responds. We worry when there's nothing we can do that would actually make a difference to make us think that we're doing something. The thing is, there are always things that we can do that actually make a difference in the world and in our place in it. Let me start here. We can pray. Worry doesn't lengthen our days. In fact, stress shortens our lives. But there is something that lengthens our lives, and that's prayer. Because prayer adds life to our days, not just days to our lives. Prayer unleashes the power of God in the world. I said last night that God's plan A, B, C, and D in creation is he's going to cooperate. He's going to rule the creation in a partnership with faithful and obedient men and women who do his work to extend his reign to the corners of the earth. Part of the way God does that is he has given to us spiritual potency to do that work. Let me give you a picture of it. My wife and our 18-year-old son, Joshua, were really looking forward to being here with you at Paisano. Our church had youth camp last week. The kids are in Colorado. Josh had quite a day on Wednesday. He was going horseback riding on one of those trail rides, and a deer popped out of nowhere, and his horse got spooked and threw him. I'm told it was really a dramatic fall. Fine, nothing hurt him. Josh is a big kid. He's about 6'1", 280. That night, they were having a contest after worship, small group competition, lip sync battle. Some of you know the TV show. Others should watch it sometime. Some probably shouldn't. And Josh, my 18-year-old son, decided in the middle of the lip sync battle that he needed to do some river dance. And he landed wrong on his foot and broke his ankle. See, it's not that Baptists have a theological objection to dancing. We're just not any good at it. So Josh has to go to the orthopedic surgeon on Wednesday this week. So here's my son. He's been x-rayed. He's got a cast on. It's a 22-hour bus ride from Winter Park, Colorado to Houston, Texas. And they're telling him he's got to keep his ankle elevated all the time, and he's on narcotics. So I thought, I got to get the boy on an airplane. That was the easy part. We had two of my ministers were at youth camp, and I said, "Can you drive Josh from the camp back to the airport?" They said, "No, we've got the panel van that we've used to get food back and forth. We've got two seats, two seat belts, and an empty van. He can't ride with us." We had a camp nurse who was there with her husband and their three children. I said, "Can you take Josh back to the airport?" They said, "Nope, we've got a car that's got five seat belts." There wasn't a way to get him back. So I called Wade Klein. He's the chair of the deacons at South Main right now and part of the Collins family, been here forever. I just wanted them to know that Missy and Josh wouldn't be joining us for camp in case they were making plans around that. And Wade said immediately, "How are you going to get Josh from camp back to the airport?" And I said, "Wade, I don't know. We're working on that." He said, "Would you like me to go get him?" I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, I'm going up there to pick up Abby from camp. We're going to drive to the airport, fly to Midland, and then we'll be here at Paisano." I said, "Yeah, that'd make my life a lot easier, Wade." Now, I'm telling you the story for this reason. There was nothing that I could do to change Joshua's situation. But Wade could. He had a power to intervene in that moment. All he had to do was rent a car big enough. He was already planning to be there. He could take some of his ability in the world and offer it to me in a way that materially changed my situation and Josh's situation. I want to argue to you that prayer works that way. That God has given us spiritual power and spiritual agency in the world. And when we pray, we unleash that power in a way that actually changes people's lives. You can always pray, and prayer makes a difference. You can choose to live in the present. We don't have to. We can just default to living in yesterday, always lamenting or longing what was. I'm not talking about the good kind of looking back. Somebody told me that traditionalism is the dead faith of the living, and tradition is the living faith of the dead. Chew on that later. There's a good cause to look back, but not if all we're doing is looking back in kind of a melancholy and wishing things were different. We could waste today being afraid of tomorrow, or we could make the decision to live today, today. Several years ago, I adopted a discipline that I think has made a big difference in my life. Every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do before I get out of bed is I say out loud, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Every single day you get up on this side of the grass is a gift. God is giving you the gift of this day to experience His presence, to participate in His work, to live in His world. We can seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The truth is, today, tomorrow, whichever day, when we wake up, we choose to either worry about life or work for the kingdom of God. So here's my counsel for you. When you start to worry about something, when you feel that creeping in, ask yourself this question. Is there anything that I can do about this thing about which I'm worrying? If there is, you ought to do it. If not, there is no point in worrying. The singular question of importance is the one true triune living God the King of my life? Because if He is, my security, my life, my future are already provided for. And if He's not, all you've got left is worry. The way to end worry is to work for the kingdom of God. Because when our lives are about the business of Christ, we don't have time to worry. We have too much to do. We don't have need to worry. Our faithful Heavenly Father is building bridges in front of us. We don't have desire to worry. We want to see the game. We want to be a part of it. And we discover we are not helpless. We are agents of the Most High God in the world, unleashing His power and His justice and His righteousness. So in this safe space where we are deeply rooted, this week, practice so you'll be ready for next week. Try an experiment. Make a decision to not worry. Instead, pray. Live for today. Set and work achievable goals. Imagine it this way. Imagine that you got a letter from the bank and they offered you a deal, and here's the deal. Every morning they're going to deposit $86,400 in your bank account. You can do anything you want to with it. The thing is, every night they're going to take it right back out. Spend it how you want, do what you want, but every evening it's gone. You can't save even a penny for tomorrow. You got to use it today. It's a use it or lose it kind of deal. Now, what would you do if you were offered that kind of fortune? The truth is, God's already made us that deal. Every night at midnight, unless this is your last day on the earth, He's deposited 86,400 seconds in your day. You got to use them between midnight and midnight. You can't even save one of them for the next day. There's no sense in worrying. Take time to pray. Stay focused on today. Follow the kingdom way. The rest will take care of itself. Well, would you pray with me? Gracious, loving God, You have provided all things that we need. You bless us every day. We live our days with Your Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us and interceding for us. We live our days knowing that we are Your partners in bringing Your justice, reign, and rule all throughout creation. Give us then the peace of knowing that You are nearby, that we would rejoice in you always. Again, rejoice, letting our gentleness be evident to all because you are near. Therefore, we can be anxious in nothing, but in all things, through prayer and petition, present our requests to you, knowing that your peace will stand sentry over our hearts and minds. Lord, we give you thanks today for this good place, for the fellowship we share here, knowing that life is indeed more than food and that you've blessed us with food, and we ask you to bless the food that we're going to share, the fellowship we're going to share around the tables, the grace we're going to share in this place. May this be a week that fills us up. May this be a week where you change and remake us again, Lord, so that we would leave this place less of what we used to be and more of what we ought to be. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.